Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us once again today as we face the issues. I pray that you tune in each day and that you invite others to join in the broadcast each day as we face the issues. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, you can join this dialogue and discussion anytime during the course of this broadcast today by simply dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call gets you right through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your thoughts, your questions, your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. That's 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not a matter of what I think or say or do. It has no significance with the political ideological bent today with what the Bible says, because the Bible is the final authority. It has no relevance to what denominations say based on their rights, rules, regulations, and their positions on what they say. It's a matter of what does the Word of God say. It is what is called having a central Biblicist worldview, a central Biblicist worldview. That is, we base our choices and our decisions, what we're going to do and how we're going to respond, based on the authority of Scripture. After all, Scripture is truth. It's not a matter of a book having a little truth. It's the source book of truth. It is the totality of truth. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." I don't think you can get any greater than that. But yet we understand, Jesus said in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." And so the thing that I commend to you today, ladies and gentlemen, is study the Word of God. Study the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It'll change your life. It will direct your footsteps. It will give illumination and light to your pathway. And so may I suggest it. In fact, in Zechariah 8:6, the Bible says, we're to speak every man truth to his neighbor. We're to speak the truth in love. Now, a lot of folks get a little upset with that. If you speak truth and you say this is what the Word of God says, there are a lot of people today, even among some that are anemic, some that are ignorant, some that are unlearned Christians, get upset if you say this is what the Bible says and this is what you ought to do. But I don't know of any other source book than truth, the Word of God. I understand that George Orwell said a number of years ago, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that's where we are today in the world in which we're living, ladies and gentlemen. Let me remind you that this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to start your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time also carries equipment for the homeowner, brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries a full line of all landscape lawn care equipment for professionals as well as the homeowners. It also carries a full line of hurricane preparedness equipment and full line of Honda generators. They have a full knowledgeable staff to explain how to use all of the equipment in the backup power generation systems. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road is located right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Find the gigantic flagpole. I'm told it's about 165 foot tall. Has the Old Glory, our U.S. flag, flying 24/7. Find the flag. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be dealing with an issue today that is a burdensome issue for me. I hate to have to cover it. I've covered it one time generally speaking. I thought that would be the only time that I would have to touch on the issue of Chick-fil-A and their turnaround and what they're doing in supporting Christian organizations. But because of the much high-profile dialogue and discussion back and forth in the media and among others, I felt that it is incumbent upon us to at least cover it and tie up some loose ends if possible for our listening audience. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the articles after Chick-fil-A had decided no longer to give to the Paul Anderson Home for the Boys and decided no longer to give to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the Salvation Army, and they made a decision to give to other organizations, and when you research those other organizations, some of them at least, you find major, major deficits in what would be called Christian values or biblical foundational values whatsoever. I'm looking at an article that sets the pace, ladies and gentlemen. It says, amid Chick-fil-A controversy, pro-family and LGBT groups find an agreement. Quote, gays have won. The gays have won, declared Zach Stafford, editor-in-chief of the LGBTQ Advocate magazine. Stafford's triumphant declaration sums up the LGBTQ worldview of Chick-fil-A's announcement that it would halt donations to the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the athlete groups that LGBTQ activists have deemed anti-gay because their failure to recognize same-sex marriage as normal. It goes further to say many conservatives and pro-family commentators have commentators drew the same conclusions, expressing anger and disgust and a heavy dose of skepticism regarding the motives behind the fast food giant's move. The sad message, Chick-fil-A, is quite clear. They surrendered to the anti-Christian hate groups, said former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. I am saddened to say, ladies and gentlemen, that it has caused a major, major rancor, if I can use that term, among Christians and Christian organizations, as well as the Gestapo sodomite agenda LGBTQ group. Some called them the gay Gestapo, and others called them the sodomite or the gay stormtroopers. Both terms are adequate. What I want to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen, betrayal. Betrayed. Chick-fil-A, I believe, has betrayed the Christians. Now, that's my opinion. You can disagree. You can call in and ask your questions, join in this dialogue and discussion. But, ladies and gentlemen, I use the term betrayed. The dictionary gives the definition of betrayal as this. Listen carefully. The word betrayal in your dictionary. The breaking or violation of a presumptive contract, a trust or confidence that produces moral and psychological conflict within a relationship amongst individuals, between organizations, or between individuals and organizations. End quote. Breaking or violation of presumptive contract or trust or confidence that produces moral and psychological conflict within a relationship amongst individuals, between organizations, or between individuals and organizations, end quote. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that Chick-fil-A has done just that. I believe that Chick-fil-A has betrayed the trust and the confidence of Christians across America. Why do you think, ladies and gentlemen, you drive to a Chick-fil-A and you find the drive-through window with a double line of cars wrapped around the building with young ladies and young lads out there taking your order? Is that because everybody loves Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches so much? No, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it's because there was a fundamental rudimentary push in America to support an organization that as a result of Truett Cathy and Dan Cathy's decision years ago to stand for the family, to stand for Christian values, and to stand for God and what God's Word says, without bending, without bowing, without giving in to the demands of society, but simply standing for the truth of the Word of God. I believe God has honored Chick-fil-A for all of these years, and it's growing exponentially across America because of their stand for truth and for the Word of God, because for their stand of saying they're going to be closed on Sunday even, so that their employees and the employees and their families could worship God in their churches. I believe Chick-fil-A, ladies and gentlemen, has betrayed us. I believe that although Chick-fil-A, listen, Chick-fil-A is free. They're a free corporate entity. They can enact any policies they deem necessary or advisable for their company. As individual Christians, we can act voluntarily in making our own decisions. We can act voluntarily in making our own decisions. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are some organizations today that have been calling for a boycott of Chick-fil-A. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say we need to boycott Chick-fil-A. I believe that God is in control, that God has a way of getting the attention of those that turn their backs on him. Now, I'm not saying Chick-fil-A has turned their backs on God, but I'm saying they have betrayed the national trust. The national trust. Ladies and gentlemen, I recall, some of you may or may not, back in the late 80s, when Jimmy Baker on PTL on television, when he fell, and as a result of that fall, the trust in Christians across America fell. In fact, there were multitudes, ladies and gentlemen, of weak, anemic, unlearned baby Christians that as a result of what happened with Baker, Jimmy Baker, as a result of what happened there, multitudes of them dropped out on God, quit going to church, and said they wanted to have nothing to do with Christian organizations. And it's because of that focus of trust in an entity or a corporate entity or an individual that stands before us in society today. As individual Christians, we can act voluntarily. We can make our own decision. That's what I challenge you to do. Make your own decision. What do you think is necessary? But I believe there's one very important caveat that is a simple exception to the rule, and that is the recognition that what we do individually or corporately will affect others around us. Yes, Chick-fil-A can make their own decisions. Yes, they can decide who they want to contribute to. Yes, they can leave Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the Paul Anderson Boys Home out. They can leave those out if they want to. That's their choice. It's their money. It's their dollars. They can leave those out. But I believe, ladies and gentlemen, they, as a corporate entity, as well as you and as well as I, we are responsible. We're responsible before God. What you and I do as individuals is seen by the world, and we're responsible before God for many times our falling down and getting up and our acts of betrayal of the gospel and of the truth of the Word of God can cause others to stumble and fall. Yes, there is still a lot of confusion as to the full intentions, ladies and gentlemen, and the rationale behind Chick-fil-A's sudden decision to cease its contributions to the Salvation Army and other conservative Christian nonprofit charitable organizations. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article here that, let me say in advance, I'm thankful for Franklin Graham and for what he's doing. I'm thankful for his stand. You can put the television camera on his on him and the mic in his face anytime you want to. And someplace, somehow, some way, at the early on part of the conversation, he'll point everyone that's listening to Jesus Christ. I commend him for that. I'm thankful for that kind of national, international voice being heard for the Christian community. But here's an article that says Franklin Graham defends Chick-fil-A. He says remains committed to Christian values. Dateline November the 21st, 9:53 p.m. of this year. Let me just read you what this article says. Frank Graham says, amid criticism in Chick-fil-A from many supporters of traditional marriages, evangelist Franklin Graham said Thursday he personally received assurances from CEO Dan Cathy that the company's decision to no longer support the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes was not a response to LGBTQ activism. Here's the article. Further in the article, it says, has Chick-fil-A caved? Question mark. Some are saying they've rolled over and they've conceded to the LGBTQ protesters because they released a statement about their charitable giving. They announced that in 2020, they're giving to fight hunger and homelessness and support education. What's wrong with that? Graham said in his article on Facebook. Graham said that after hearing the report Monday that the company no longer support these two Christian organizations and will focus on issues of education, homelessness, and hunger, he got on the phone to call Dan Cathy. Quote, Dan was very clear that they have not bowed to anyone's demands, including the LGBTQ community, Graham wrote. They will continue to support whatever they want to support. They haven't changed who they are and what they believe. Chick-fil-A remains committed to Christian values, Dan Cathy assured me, and it's going to remain the same. I hope all those who jump to the wrong conclusion about them will read this, Franklin said. Among the critics is Jennifer Rockbat Morris of the Pro-Family Ruth Institute, who asked, how long will it be before Chick-fil-A is delivering sandwiches to the gay pride parades? End quote. Further in the article, their hatred for Chick-fil-A is rooted in the founder, Truett Cathy's strong stand for biblical value, traditions, and values, and his desire to honor God. Further in this article, it says, if Chick-fil-A is serious about their pledge to stop holding hands with a diverse LGBTQ activist, then further transparency is needed regarding their deep ties to organizations like Focus on the Family, which exist purely to harm LGBTQ people and families, according to GLAAD, G-L-A-A-D, said in a statement. By the way, GLAAD is an arm of the LGBTQ organization. It's a sodomite organization. And ladies and gentlemen, GLAAD, the LGBTQ, and the other gay activists, as they're called, are now demanding that Chick-fil-A publicly disavow their previous stand. They're now demanding that Chick-fil-A openly recruit and hire sodomite employees. They're now openly demanding that Chick-fil-A provide some special representation in their corporate charter and documents that's going to assure the protection, as they call it, for the LGBTQ and other of the sodomite community. Ladies and gentlemen, this article further says the Salvation Army is saddened by the decision, arguing it serves more than 23 million individuals a year and is the largest provider of poverty relief to the LGBTQ population. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the factors that needs to be understood with the Salvation Army, when someone comes in, they're hungry. When they come in, they're homeless. They come in, they have no clothes to wear. The Salvation Army does not ask what's your sex, what is your gender, what is your LGBTQ persuasion. They meet the need and they take care of the need. They've done so without any high-profile statements in relationship to how they stand for or against the LGBTQ. And I believe that's the way it should be in relationship to Salvation Army and their assistance to people across the nation. But ladies and gentlemen, Franklin Graham made a decision, and I commend him for that decision to pick up the phone and call. If you want to ask something, say go to the horse's mouth, as the old cliche goes. And that's what he did. He called Dan Cathy. Dan Cathy is the son of Truett Cathy. Truett Cathy is the founder of Chick-fil-A. Dan Cathy is now in charge, but he is not the one in charge. The president, COO, is in charge of the decision-making for the donations for the nonprofit organizations. His name is Tim Lassiposis or something of that nature. I can't even pronounce his name. It's an Italian individual. But he made the decision of who's going to be cut out and who's going to be donated to. Ladies and gentlemen, here's another article. Chick-fil-A remains committed to Christian values. And it's again about by Franklin Graham. He says after his call to Dan Cathy. Dan Cathy is now the CEO. Franklin Graham said he was assured by Chick-fil-A CEO Dan Cathy that the company remains committed to Christian values after the fast food chain's charity arm decided to no longer donate to three organizations criticized for upholding traditional beliefs on sexuality. In a Thursday morning Facebook post, Graham, leader of Samaritan's Purse of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, said he spoke to Dan Cathy on the phone. In the article, it says, many people have found fought for Chick-fil-A and for them to capitulate to the bullies and the betrayal of the Family Research Council, President Tony Perkins said, one of Washington's most prominent Christian conservative organizations and activists. Donations to those organizations were the focus of much of the media scrutiny for Chick-fil-A after it was reported early this year that Chick-fil-A's foundation donated $1.8 million to these groups. Critics labeled the organization's discriminatory practice as their anti-LGBTQ own and marriage beliefs. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what they've been accused of. They've been accused, Chick-fil-A's been accused of standing against the LGBTQ. And ladies and gentlemen, it is because Truett Cathy a number of years ago, and Dan Cathy has upheld that belief, that simply states that God created man, God created woman, and marriage is designed to be between one man and one woman. And so as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, the Chick-fil-A organization has been fighting an uphill battle for years and years and years. They've tried to get permits. They go into cities and locations and locales. They've had to fight city council and general establishment, the bureaucrats in city after city and state after state as they have developed the empire. Chick-fil-A today is the number three in the fast food chain restaurants. You have the Golden Arches, McDonald's, you have Burger King, and then you have Chick-fil-A. That's 1, 2, 3 in the order nationally. They have gained that status. They've gained that position, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, because of honoring God and the Word of God and standing on the true values of Scripture. But, ladies and gentlemen, I believe there's still a lot of confusion as to the full intentions. What's the rationale behind it? Why did they do that? Why did they make those decisions? The facts remain, ladies and gentlemen, that multitudes of good Central Biblicist Christian businesses have now felt abandoned and betrayed in their fight against the LGBTQ. I believe that we have multitudes across America today, ladies and gentlemen, Christian photographers, Christian wedding planners, Christian floral designers, Christian organizations and groups that are very, very small, minuscule in comparison to the Chick-fil-A. And I believe that these across America, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. I believe they have looked at Chick-fil-A's stand and Chick-fil-A's growth and development, the exponential growth and development that Chick-fil-A's had. I believe these smaller Christian organizations have looked at them, the cake makers, the wedding planners, the photographers, and all of those that are being persecuted and prosecuted today. Jack Phillips, for example, with his Sweet Cakes, I believe it's called, cake shop, has been persecuted and prosecuted. His case has gone all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, remanded back to the lower courts, and now they filed three additional cases against him simply because he takes a stand and says, I will not bake a cake for a sodomite wedding. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe that all of these smaller organizations, Christian organizations, that have been looking at the Chick-fil-A as being the light on a shining hill, the shining light on a hill. They've looked at the Chick-fil-A as being the ones that were able to fight the battle, win the battle, and God's blessed them as a result of it. So do we have any insight as to why Chick-fil-A made the decision to fund organizations like Covenant House, which is an in-your-face pro-LGBTQ organization, at the expense of dropping support for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the Salvation Army? Ladies and gentlemen, there's a serious question that begs to be asked and answered. They've said no to the Salvation Army. They've said no to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. But yet they have said, yes, we will fund the Covenant House. Covenant House, ladies and gentlemen, is an organization that was designed to be able to help kids in particular, those that were being caught in sex trafficking, et cetera, et cetera. But now the Covenant House is far beyond that. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that gives us a little insight as to what may be the cause of some of this. Here's an article that says, Chick-fil-A put Obama and Hillary supporter Rodney Bullard in charge. Now listen carefully. Chick-fil-A put Obama and Hillary supporter Rodney Bullard in charge of the money and has transformed the company to now support social justice and diversity agendas. Subtitle in this article, now the fig leaf is gone, and the reality is that Chick-fil-A Foundation, is just another corporate leftist charity that lavishes cash on organizations linked to local Democrats and assorted diversity causes. Then the article reads in part, the organization that controls the money is called the Chick-fil-A Foundation, and its executive director is a man named Rodney Bullard. He came to Chick-fil-A in 2011 with a Washington pedigree and a White House resume, a resume that includes giving money to the Democratic Party as both Obama and Hillary donor. With the tactic approval of Chick-fil-A CEO Dan Cathy, Rodney Bullard has transformed the company from one involved with charity that one that is involved with social justice, gender identity, and diversity. Your local Chick-fil-A restaurants may still be, for now, closed on Sunday, but at the corporate level, they seem to be open 7 days a week, end quote. Chick-fil-A, this article says, gives huge amounts of money to the Democratic and leftist organizations and gives comparatively small amounts of money to the Christian organizations and Christian causes. Chick-fil-A gave $1.7 million to the Westside Future Fund in Atlanta, while at the same time giving a paltry $115,000 to the Salvation Army. Shouldn't it be the other way around? Why is Chick-fil-A giving buckets of cash to causes that champion social justice and scraps and pocket change to the Christian organizations which minister the gospel? Not a Christian fillet where they are now more interested in social responsibility than the saving message of the gospel of grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I am sad to say, and I'm not, this broadcast today is not designed to try to destroy or to hammer away at Chick-fil-A. I simply wanted it to be a broadcast that we can open the books and analyze, if you will, what is taking place and try to get a little grasp on why. Why? Because I truly believe that they have betrayed the Christian community. I believe they've betrayed the church. The Christian community, the church, the Christians that have stood with Chick-fil-A all of these years as they've done the battle, the Chick-fil-A customers, whom I believe are Christians that not necessarily go there because they're looking for another chicken sandwich, because they wanted to show visible outward support for Chick-fil-A and their stand for God's biblical principle of marriage, and not stand for and not allow the LGBTQ to force them to bow and to bend for the LGBTQ sodomite agenda that's taking place in the world today. So, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that gives us a little insight on this organization. They're giving to organizations that are social justice organizations. They're giving to organizations like Covenant House, which fully support and transport young ladies to the abortion clinics to have their abortions. So at the expense, ladies and gentlemen, of dropping the support for organizations like the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I'm saddened by that, and I believe this writer, here's a writer, has a very simple declaratory statement that was found on Facebook. He's a local individual, and I'd call his name. He says, this is the most damaging article I've read yet. It's written by Matt Staver, president of the Liberty Council, the firm that's fighting the Jacksonville Human Rights Ordinance. I have followed the links of his references to Covenant House, an activist LGBTQ organization that the Chick-fil-A intends to fund. I know everyone wants to believe the very best and give the benefit of any doubt to a company we all love and support. What I've read is disturbing and disappointing, but you should read it for yourself. And what he's talking about is Matt Staver, Liberty Council, President Matt Staver's statements about Chick-fil-A and what they're doing, and then search on the internet Covenant House, what they're doing, what they're funding, and what their agenda and their goals are. It's a social justice organization that is antithetical to anything that you and I would call biblical truth and a need for Christians to take a stand for. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand it's a very serious thing, because as I said at the outset of the broadcast, I believe Chick-fil-A has betrayed the trust, the confidence in Christian people and the churches across America. And I believe we need to recognize that, and then you make the decision on what God would have you to do. As I look at article after article after article, I've got dozens and dozens of them. One article says Chick-fil-A caves to the LGBTQ bullies, will no longer donate to anti-gay Christian organizations. Another one says, surprise, Chick-fil-A's appeasement not good enough for the gay activists. Another one says, Chick-fil-A changes courses, no longer will donate to Christian groups vilified by the LGBTQ movement. Another one says, Chick-fil-A surrenders to the gay Gestapo. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue this dialogue and discussion about Chick-fil-A. I've got several other articles I'd like to share with you and some statements that I would like for us to understand. Then we're going to look at a big biblical principle as to what we ought to do and how we should respond. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour for news. Hang in there. Don't turn the dial. We'll be right back just after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.